All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As I mentioned before the break, we've got a packed show in store for you today. We're in studio with Teton Therapy, Lander Physical Therapist, Teresa Shoemaker. She's here to talk about Teton Therapy's focus on education this month and just talking about physical and occupational therapy as careers and what the job outlook requirements are for both of those. But before we get into it, Teresa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Vince?
Oh, doing awesome. Like I said, I'm legitimately loving this weather. I know a lot of people don't, but I kind of like the raininess when it's not all the time.
Yes, it's nice every now and then.
And then I'm sure you guys get a lot of folks coming in when the weather turns like this, the aches and pains.
Yes, we hear that a lot.
Now, you're here to mostly kind of talk about Teton Therapy's focus on education this month. What can you tell us about what you guys got going on over there?
Yeah, so we are just highlighting physical therapists and occupational therapists as a career choice, especially as a lot of kids are going into graduation and thinking about what's the next step. So to start with, what do physical therapists do? Basically, we care for people of all ages. You can with functional problems resulting from maybe a back or neck injury, sprains, strains, fractures, arthritis, amputations, neurological disorders such as a stroke or cerebral palsy, and then any injuries related to work and sports and other conditions. So it kind of covers a broad category of things that we can treat, which is nice because it offers a variety of workplace, not only different places that a physical therapist can work, but also just keeps the day-to-day, you know, a large variety there.
Yeah, when you have that variety, it does just help any kind of job like that. It's, I mean, you have your consistent, you know what you're doing every day, but getting to work with that large group of different types of people as well has got to be refreshing.
Absolutely. And so some of the services we'll provide then once we decide that someone needs physical therapy is helping them with specific movements of the joints, muscles, and other soft tissues. So main goal is usually to improve mobility and decrease pain. And then we might give you some exercise routines to get there, and then training a patient in functional movement. And so many ways we get to this point. Different treatment options include manual therapy, where we have that hands-on work, you know, moving the joints. It might be soft tissue mobilization or massage, functional dry needling. We might provide cupping or kinesio tape to help assist as well. So,
large array of options.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And so the difference then with occupational therapy, we often work side by side with occupational therapists, depending on the body part. You know, if somebody comes in and they have had a stroke, they need help with not only the functional movements, such as walking, but then they're also going to need a lot of help potentially with their upper body and, you know, learning how to, say, use a eating utensil again, mm-hmm. or even just, you know, bathing themselves, that kind of thing. So, overall, an occupational therapist helps an individual achieve independence in all parts of their lives. So that could mean at work, at home, at school, depending what the skills that is required for a particular person.
Okay.
So, and then again, their treatments include assessments and evaluations to see where a patient's at. They'll look at a patient's home environment or school environment and recommend any changes that might be helpful there. They'll make recommendations and training and the use of special equipment that lets a patient remain in their home, school, or workplace. And then they might help family members and caregivers to help help their loved ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I when I used to work in the school education system, I would recommend that as a career path for a lot of athletes and everything like that. They're like, I don't know what I want to do, you know, in addition to the sport that they were in. Would you have any recommendation for other types of kids who might be graduating, not just the athletes? Cause, I mean, that's a pretty natural transition from being involved with sports to going into physical therapy. I do hear that quite a bit, but who else might be interested?
just anybody interested in the science field, you know, there's a lot of research and a lot of background knowledge in biology, physiology, even chemistry that you have to be able to take to go to physical therapy or occupational therapy school. So you just kind of have to have that science brain. And then anybody that likes to help people and talk to people and be around them, you know, if that's not something that sounds interesting to you, it may not be the best career choice, but oftentimes it's people that like to teach, people that generally work well in a team, that kind of thing. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And then, so the job outlook for the field is on the rise. It's looking pretty good.
Absolutely. So let's see, over the next 10 years, physical therapy is the employment of physical therapists is projected to grow 21%. So that's much faster than the average, which is about 5% for all occupations. Each year, there's about 15,600 openings. And then the demand for occupational therapy is almost just as high at 18% from 2018 to 2028. So overall, you know, good job security in that sense. Wherever you want to go, you can pretty much find something, which is always helpful.
Well, that's just good to hear that that's a growing trend, because that means hopefully more people are leaning towards pain management, like physical therapy, rather than medication or any of the other. I mean, I know that's necessary some of the times, but a lot of times it's not. So if people know they have other options like physical therapy, it's just good to see that it's a growing field.
Yes. And, you know, is the longer we can keep people independent and out in the community, the better for everybody. So, yeah.
I did want to ask before we let you get out of here today, you guys had the Teton Therapy OT 5K back in at the end of April, but if I remember right, that day I had the thought, oh my gosh, it is snowing. It was cold out that day, and how are they doing over at that 5K? What was it like that over in Riverton that day?
Yes. So unfortunately, I didn't make it over there either, but I heard it was rainy and cold at the race.
But people still showed up.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Okay, great.
So people in Fremont County are pretty resilient. So.
Yeah, well, Wyoming tough, you know.
That's right.
It's a different mentality out here. But I was hoping that it didn't go completely bust and that people did show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I heard, it was a great time and a good turnout. So, yeah, hopefully we can do more in the future.
That's awesome. How can people reach out to you or Teton Therapy if they want to discuss potential careers in the field, or if they want to get one of those free consultations?
Yeah, so we're open to, you know, occasionally people will call up and say, hey, can I shadow a physical therapist for a day or a week or whatever it is? And we can usually work out some hours to help accommodate that. Particularly enjoy having students or, you know, people that are interested in physical therapy, and happy to answer any questions people would have. So that's one way. And they can call our Lander office at 307-332-2230 or our Riverton office, 307-857-7074. And as always, we offer a free 30-minute consultation for anybody that might think they need physical therapy, but they might not be sure if they're a good candidate. So,
gotcha. And that's, yeah, makes it less daunting for folks, too, if they can come in and just know they can get that free consultation. And be like, okay, I've got something to think about and chew on.
Absolutely.
So. Well, Teresa, thank you so much for stopping by here today. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the folks before we let you go?
No, I think that covers it, Vince.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. We're going to go ahead and cut to quick commercial break. When we come back, more coffee time.